Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's a time of the age. People are unthankful. Are not thankful for things. It's not that you have to tell me thank you. It don't matter. I'm going to do what God says to do. But, I mean, it's not only cordial and humane. It'll bless a person when you do say thank you. When you are genuinely thankful for something. Stop being like you are entitled. Because God doesn't override people's will. I know God told you to do this. Well, he did, but I didn't have to. Give it back. God's not going to ever override someone's will. He's not going to manipulate. People try to manipulate, not God. The devil does. So if your devotion to your task, what you're doing, exceeds your devotion to God, you have to determine, engage, and measure that. He will personally, you think it's the devil. He done messed up my plans again. No, it's God doing it, because he knows if he lets you go on, you're going to forget all about him. That's why he took Israel not right into Canaan, but through a wilderness. He said, because I know these folk ain't ready. They came through the blood, and they are in me, but no, I'm in them, but they ain't in me. I got to get up in them. I got to get some stuff out of them and make room for myself in them. And that, you notice, the whole generation never got in him. And they never got into their promise. Come on, this is a reality. Sometimes people say, well, you know, he don't come when you want him. He always on time. And it's been 50 years. I wonder. I know some things take longer. But I wonder. Did you just miss it? Or are you just missing something there with your stubborn self? The Lord insists this, that our success not originate from our own strength, but from our union with him. See, you've been raised up. Now sit yourself down. Because you are your biggest enemy and you are your biggest hindrance. I can tell you, because we have gifts. We can get the job done. We can do it our way. Like, well, it's Frank Sinatra. I did it my way. Whoever it was, sing that song. You can do it your way and get it. And yeah, but you're missing God. Because see, it's not about, on that level, when you're raised up, it's not about you anymore. It's about a kingdom. It's about a legacy. It's about taking a city. Amen. It's about a people movement. It cannot originate from our strength, but from our union with God. If you don't have, you need a prayer life. You need to walk with God. Amen. And not with the world. Amen. I said, you need to walk with God. Amen. He that walks with God is out of step with the world. Now, somebody that's walking with the world, it's hard for them to submit themselves, because they feel like you're trying to control them. You know, you feel like you're trying to rule over them. No, you're trying to set them in the straight path. See, this is the issue sometimes with young people. They don't know the way. Let's get this right. I don't care what kind of, they can be, have all kind of DDDs behind the name, doctorates and everything else. And God bless them. He calls young men because they're strong. Come on. That strength is necessary. And that measure of wisdom and knowledge and understanding they have is necessary. But they don't know the way. How is somebody that just got born again that's, and I'm not knocking them. Thank God for young people. Thank God this church is full of young people too. Some old heads and some young people. Because that's the future of the church. But let me just set the record straight. They don't know the way. Why would I go to a 12-year-old for marriage counseling? Yeah, hey, pastor, been acting up. What you think I ought to do? Remember, Solomon. No, it was Solomon's son, Rehoboam, who went to the elders to find out what he should do as he would reign. And they gave him instruction. Then he went to the young men. And he asked their opinion. And he wound up taking their advice, the young men, and ruined everything. And I'm not saying that young men, that there's wisdom that God gives, but let's set the record straight so we have some understanding. Even someone that's old, that's not even saved, they got some experience. They can tell you, don't go down that road. I went down that road. Well, I'm going to check it out for myself. Save you a whole lot of trouble. Amen. The older he calls because they know the way. He didn't say they know everything. And see, in this generation in which you are, people hardly listen. They hardly listen to any sound wisdom or counsel because of the internet. I go on the internet and find out. Well, that God didn't tell you to go on the internet. He said, listen to your leader. Listen to your daddy. Listen to your mama. Listen to them. You go on the internet and hear somebody else say something contrary to that. I'm going this way. And then your life get all wrecked because that wasn't for you. Thank you for the clap. Come on, we need to set this record. Tell somebody, you've been raised up. Now sit yourself down. We're in a day and time where people can hardly wait on the Lord. He's trying to bind my ministry. What ministry? You know John 3:16. You pray for somebody and they cried. So what? Somebody trying to bind your ministry. You don't understand the warfare up here. David was judged not just for laying with Bathsheba. The greater sin, and that's a great sin, but the greater sin was when he sent Uriah. A faithful soldier, not a mighty man, but a faithful soldier to the front line. I'm going to put him out there with the mighty men. I know he'll get killed. And what happened? They killed him. See, that's wrong. And you got people all over the world that are just trying to promote people to say they got a big network or they got all these sons and all that, and putting men out there on the front line and they're getting killed. They're getting, this is why we're seeing upheaval in the church right now. People where God is saying, all right, I'm through with this foolishness. I've been dealing with you for years. Now I'm going to show it to the world. Now I'm going to start judgment in my own house. That's what we are seeing. Amen. And it crosses color lines. It ain't just black ministers. It's white ministers, Indian ministers. All of them that have been hiding this stuff. And God been trying to deal with them because it's a cancer to the body of Christ. And God says, I'm a clean house. Amen. Tell somebody right now, get your house in order. You better stop playing all them games. You've been raised up. Now sit yourself down. Let God have control. Yes. If you don't know your place, you will assume the place of God. We got people out there roaming, assuming the place of God, exposing themselves, exposing their children, exposing their family to influences of the demonic. Now, let me take it a little further, because in this dimension, we're talking about being raised up in the heavenly realm. You must first, in this dimension, you must learn to rest in Him. I'm not talking about go to sleep, take a nap. I'm talking about learning to rest in Him. When, God, when? It's like a little child on a vacation. You just left the driveway. We there yet? How long it gonna be? You gotta learn how to rest. I'm talking about really rest. I'm talking about getting free from that pining, that worry. Some of the older people call it worryation. Free from that anxiety. Amen. It's getting quiet up in here now. I knew it. Tell somebody, you got to learn in this dimension to rest. Because the absence of rest means you trying to figure it out and trying to work it out when it's above your pay grade. God didn't tell you to try to figure it out. Neither did He tell you to work it out. He tells us to trust in Him. You can't be pretending like you're trusting in God. That's what a lot of people, they pretend. They come to the altar, they lay their burden down, then they go to walk away, then they grab their burden and run away. Pick it right back up. The next move of God in your life requires you to rest. That's why you've been at that impasse, unable, uncertain, something going on inside of you, you can't figure it out. There's no stability, no real ability to be accountable. Because you're afraid. Listen, if anybody understands church hurt, I understand church hurt. I understand. But that's something, just about, you got to get over that. Everybody ain't the devil.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthington Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
To worship you.